listen, don't mention the war. I mentioned it once, but I think I got away with it all right. So, it's all forgotten.
Cool. Well, hello. Welcome to Don't Mention the Fuss War, episode 14, I believe. Got a few things to talk about. We've had two games. 2 points. Could have been better. Could have been worse. So what are we going to be talking about then, yeah?
Hello. Why don't we start off with the game in mind?
Right. Away.
Away. You were driving.
Was I driving?
I don't know.
Is that what I was doing? I was doing something anyway.
You weren't watching the game.
I didn't watch the game. I've forgotten what I was doing.
Didn't miss much.
Not many goals then, I gather.
Yeah, it was one of those old hatter games. Not much happening.
That bad, eh? Oh, well.
23 shots against, 11 shots on goal.
Yeah.
They had that. We were lucky with the no penalty decision towards the end. And Stark was injured. That's what I take from the game.
Yes. Because in the one that we've just seen against Freiburg, he was up on the screens, wasn't he? He was being interviewed and he was all very smartly dressed, but playing he was not. But still, anyway, I digress. Yes.
What are your thoughts on the game?
Well, I didn't actually see it. I'm sort of judging on highlights and things, really. A few things. Decent shot from Ibisevic at one point, the header. I think it was a crossover from Lazaro. I think it was Lazaro.
It was Lazaro.
He sort of chipped it over the top, really, to Ibisevic, who was waiting on the far post. And to be fair, he gave it a good old smack with his head straight down at the ground. So the keeper was totally beaten, but unfortunately, he didn't beat the post. Because it bounced back off that. I think he was a bit gutted looking at his reaction afterwards, because he thought he had that one nailed, but he was wrong. But it was a decent whack, at least. But having said that, we were quite lucky to get away with it quite early on in the game. There was a good chance for Mainz, and certainly in terms of the highlights that I saw, because I haven't seen the whole game in sort of real time. But I think one of our defenders sort of slid in there and booted it out of the way just before he was going to nail it. Can't remember the player concerned, but I think we were quite lucky on a few occasions. Right? You just look at the stats that you mentioned earlier on. Was it 22, 23 shots for Mainz?
Yeah.
11 from Hertha? Well, that says something in itself, doesn't it?
It sounds like the old Hertha.
Yes.
And apart from the first game of Dardai as a coach, away in Mainz, we always did bad in Mainz.
Mm.
Draws and losses is what I remember.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty much the same, really. Now, I looked at some of the sort of stats and things from it. I mean, I saw that Mainz had, 415 touches to 315 for
Hertha? Oh.
Something like that. Look at tackle. I thought it was an interesting stat. Not a great one for stats and things, really, because I think they can be grossly misleading. But number of tackles won, I think they were. One of the top people for Hertha in that game was Kalou, at 18, would you believe? Shellbred, yeah, fine, I can understand that. And Arnie Meyer did quite well. I think it was 12 and 10, respectively. But bizarrely, good old Kalou, he was in there.
He's doing
chopping away with the best of them.
He's doing more defensively than this season than last season.
Yeah, he's sort of matured a lot, I think, from way back in the day.
Bilrussun had an off game somehow. I didn't see him much.
He got subbed off, didn't he? He got subbed off on the 74th, admittedly, with not that long to go, I suppose. But we were speculating about that earlier on, because he got subbed again this weekend, didn't he? That whether Dardai is trying to make sure he doesn't play too much. Because that does happen to sort of youngish sort of players sometimes, that they play all the time and then they just, their bodies get wrecked and that's the end of that. Well, That's a theory anyway, whether it's true or not.
Then let's just talk about the penalty that was not given. You might have been lucky there.
I didn't see that, so it wasn't part of my highlight. It was part of the highlight. It washed past me anyway.
They don't show these very long. They just give you one replay.
The whole match was in like four minutes or something, so you don't get to see an awful lot.
Maybe that's the better way to look at the game.
A game like that, anyway. Yeah.
Not much happening.
So what happened with this penalty then? What?
It was at the corner of the box. Schelbred, there was a... You know, they were fighting for the ball.
Scheller with a dodgy tackle? Can't be true.
And he didn't really touch the ball, but he touched the leg. But the referee was right next to it, and he immediately gave the sign that there was no foul and they should play
quite,
on.
Quite right, too.
And I think there was a video check, but he didn't go outside, so they just left it there.
Mm.
People complained. Hertha fans didn't complain.
No.
We shouldn't have been complaining if it had been a penalty.
Well, if he kicks, misses the ball, hits the player, well, sounds a little bit like a foul, doesn't it? But,
I think Sherwood was asked after the game if there was a penalty, and he said, oh, we got lucky there.
Bit of honesty. Good man.
Yeah. Mm. We had many penalty against us already.
Yes.
We're really slacking off in that category.
Yeah, we are. We must be slipping down the table on the penalty Bundesliga. Yeah. Well, yes.
Yeah, it was not really a game to remember. Except for the header. That's the one I remember.
Well, Obisevic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
that was a decent crack at it, to be
and
fair.
And some good saves by Hunan.
Yeah. Yeah, there was one again, sort of quite latterly, sort of saved it with his boot. He sort of kicked out and, yeah, lucky squeak.
And the one you mentioned, I think Lusty had one at the goal line and kicked it away.
Oh.
Something like that.
Good old Lusty.
Lustenberger has to play central back because there's not many people left.
Yes, no. Got him.
I think Stark got injured. It was some stupid thing. Somebody, I think a Mainz player fouled a Hertha player, and the Hertha player fell into Stark's feet.
Oh, that's just typical Hertha luck, that is. We're not having a lot of luck with injuries in our defence in particular. Because, of course, Stark wasn't playing then. Which left us even weaker when it came to the following game against Freiburg. Yeah, we're not having a lot of luck, but we have got a bit of depth, though, which is just as well, really.
Depth is getting thinner and thinner.
Yes, it's getting shallower and shallower, our depth.
And then we had the international break after the game,
yes,
which was probably good and bad. I was hoping that Stark could recover and Rikic could recover as well.
Hasn't happened.
Yeah. So what happened then?
Any excitement in the international side of things? I saw a little bit of it. The Germany game, that is. And that was a bit embarrassing, really. But
I just remember Darida, who was back for a test match against Babelsberg, which had a one with 4-1.
Mm-hmm.
He played and he didn't go. He was called for the national team and didn't go to the Czech national team because he wanted to focus on practicing and getting back into game shape.
All right.
And Maxi Mittelstädt had his premiere with the U20 national team. Oh, I keep mixing those up. But the U20 team qualified for the European Championship with Arne Meyer, and then in the next game it was a strict friendly. Maxi Mittelstädt had his first game, which they also won, I guess. But it's all hard to keep track of all that.
Yeah, there's so much football.
De Rosun did good. He had an assist and a goal in one of the under teams of the Netherlands.
Yeah.
And there was no Hertha player on the German national team. Hashtag die Mannschaft.
Yes. That saved us further embarrassment in that case. But
another game where he doesn't get any balls from Kroos. Yeah, I didn't go to the game in Babelsberg. It was home. It was away in Babelsberg, in Potsdam.
Well, it's not very far away, though. But
yeah, but then these games don't really mean much.
No. I mean, I might have gone had I been here. But then again, I wasn't, so I didn't.
Okay. But you went to a...
Under-23s. Under-23s on Saturday. Saturday just gone, which was against Chemnitz, who were doing rather well in the regional league northeast. I think they're at the top of the table by... It's about 20 clear points or something ridiculous.
They haven't lost the game.
No.
They won all their games.
Yeah. So, and that stat didn't change really on this weekend. They did pretty well actually in the first half. They went to a goal up during that first half. Now, what was the chap called that scored? I keep on thinking of Mullock. It wasn't that. It was...
I don't remember.
I did tweet it at the time. I forget. And do I care? Probably not.
But I think that they scored when they were one man down.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was quite an eventful game in all sorts of ways, really.
Two red cards.
There were two red cards for a kickoff, and yet another had conceding a penalty.
And they lost the match 1-2.
And they lost the match 1-3 in the end. But they went in at half time, a goal up, which was quite satisfying. That was pretty good. But it all went a little bit belly up second half. You know, I think the first one was a penalty. I thought, well, this isn't a good sign. And then two more goals and we were gone. But it was quite a nice atmosphere there. There was about, I think it was 1,300 in the Amateur Stadium.
That's a lot.
Which is quite a lot for, you know, it's fairly good attendance. I mean, it's not absolutely packed, I don't think, because there's a bit of space, isn't around one end. The announcer said there was about 500 or so up from Chemnitz, and there was probably as many police as that, I think, around the place. And approaching, by the Oscar entrance of the Olympia Stadion, that's where the away fans went in. There were quite a lot of police there, marshalling people into the ground. But as far as I was aware, there wasn't a single little tiny weeny bit of trouble or anything.
Yeah, because people were separated.
Yes.
And the entrances are pretty far away from each other.
They are a long way. It's quite a trek
to the Olympia Stadion.
Yes, it's quite a trek round to the sort of home entrance for the Amateur Stadion. There is a long way between them. But there were plenty of police to sort of keep an eye on things. I saw a few Chemnitz fans and things around in town later on in the day, because I think we trogged off over to Alex, I think we went to, and then just sort of walked down, because we hadn't done that for ages, and just walked down onto Den Linden, and trawling around, we saw a few Chemnitz fans.
And you weren't attacked?
And I wasn't attacked. I don't think anybody was attacked. So that was a while then.
Okay.
Result.
International break. In the past, it's always been Hertha was performing well, and then the international break happened, and afterwards they did bad.
and then we didn't go to
the break that well. Well, then let's go to the next game. Hertha at home against Freiburg.
Yeah.
Yesterday. Nice weather.
It was glorious weather.
53,000 people.
No.
Not shabby.
Yeah. Fair attendance. I mean, it was a night. It does help being in the sort of middle of the afternoon, and it was, you know, for...
And it's school holiday. Holidays.
Late October. Nice sunny day.
And no kids had to get up the next day for school.
Yeah.
That was probably a good thing too.
It all sort of contributed.
We haven't done well against Freiburg in the past. I see.
We still haven't.
We won one game in 2016, and then the past it's been difficult. Mm. Last season, we drew with a late penalty. Yeah. Yeah, maybe let's talk about the central backs because we had some changes there.
Yes.
Rikic had thigh problems and then he caught a cold. So he was ruled out of. He couldn't play, and Stark was also
as previously discussed,
not on the squad. The next we still have Lustenberger, and the next two we have is Derek Lukassen and Florian Bach, who's from the youth academy. But Dade has.
But both were in the squad.
Yeah, yeah.
But they had to because we didn't have a lot of choice, I guess.
But Dada has said publicly that he's not really happy with Bach that much. You said you saw him at the U20? No, he didn't play U23.
No, he wasn't at the U20.
But when he played U23, he was pretty good.
Mm.
He just had a beast, but he hasn't played any significant minutes in the Bundesliga yet.
Has he played any?
I think he played some.
Did he have a little cameo role somewhere?
I think he had some 2 minutes at some point.
Yeah.
But he's not really in the rotation.
No. But Lukassen had a good run out. He played from the start, didn't he?
He played from the start.
And I think he did pretty well, actually, from what I could see.
Walking to the game, I said, okay, that's maybe our weak spot. This game is our central backs because Lusti is not the biggest and Lukassen hasn't played before and Dade made some...
Mm.
Made some comments publicly that he was not really that happy with him. But he did pretty well.
He did very well. I mean, I looked at one of the things that sort of cropped up looking at the stats and things for the game. Well, we had a lot of possession. I mean, that was sort of fairly clear. But with Lusti, the number of touches and things had, like, I think it's what I saw written down somewhere anyway, was 120 odd. Touches during the game, which was more than double the opposite numbers on the other side, which is sometimes perhaps a little bit worrying when that's your defence. But
maybe that's what you would say, that okay, most touches by the defence. It's the old Hertha.
But Lazaro had 78, and even that was half as much again as any of the Freiburg players.
If you have 60% possession, that's what's going to happen.
It's going to happen, I guess. It's true, but...
Okay. Apart from that, the team was rather unchanged.
There's
much happening.
Sort of fairly familiar changes and things. Well, the first two were, anyway. Because Lecky was brought on for Dillerson. About the 62nd or so minute, something like that, with half an hour or so to go, which was
in that situation, because Dillerson had possibilities to play crosses and think the big. Maybe we should go back to the start because we're just talking about the 60th minute already. When
I just sort of flipped onto the changes and things, really, but
happened in the beginning. Hertha started off kind of well.
Yes, they did.
We have an assist by our offensive monster, Per-Siljan Schelbred, which was nice to see.
Yeah, it was a nice sort of long pass, not down exactly straight down the middle, but not far off it, slightly off towards the left. We've had some discussions and things here there. Yeah, this morning before all this as to how intentional it was, but certainly brushing that to one side for the moment. Sort of Scheller dropped in that pass and it was beautifully weighted for Duda to run. Duda, sorry, I couldn't resist. to run onto the ball. And he finished it really very nicely. Now, whether that pass was intentional or not, I'm absolutely certain it was. And he's a very fine player, is Schelbred.
I think it was intended for Dillerson, who didn't really catch it. But nice goal.
No matter. It was a very, very nice goal.
He flicked it into the upper corner.
Yep, top right-hand corner. No, I mean, the finish was really good. Whether it was intentional or not, the pass was very good, and he ran onto it and finished it beautifully. with much excitement from the fans in the stands. And as that was sort of fairly early on in the game, if they carried on like that, I mean, we're in for a party here. I think that was the general feel at the time.
That's the new Habba.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Yeah. Yes. This is what we've come to expect this season. But unfortunately, you knew there was a but coming, gentle listener. Didn't quite go like that, did it?
No, there were quite a lot of close chances and lots of possession and nice combinations over the wings.
Yeah.
But it never really happened that much. And then at some point...
yeah.
The ball came over the right-hand side of Hertha and it was flicked in, and then somehow the ball ended up in front of the box and the Freiburg player kicked it.
I can't remember which Freiburg player it was, but the ball was passed over the top into his path and he was steaming in from midfield. And with all that momentum behind him, he just wellied it basically towards the goal. But he really hit it hard, and it was going straight towards Jahrstein, who I would have absolutely every confidence he would have saved it. But unfortunately,
it
clipped off Arnie Meyer's, whether it was his back, hip, something or other. Does it matter what? But that deflection just completely killed it, and Jahrstein had no chance.
And then a momentum change in the game. Before Hertha was in control, and then...
Yeah.
Suddenly, Freiburg, it was like a wake-up call for Freiburg.
Mm-hmm.
And Hertha had a few more chances before the half.
No.
But nothing that really, that much, telling them we went into halftime.
Nothing that lived up to the promise of that first goal. And then it was halftime. Oh, well.
I was hoping them to come back after the break and...
Yes.
You know, with lots of steam and power out of the gates.
You're kind of hoping that they would go back and, you know... Dada would give them a hairdryer treatment or something, and they would come out steaming. But
it was the other way around.
It was the other way around, really.
The Freiburg players did some ritual in the middle. They formed this circle, yelled and they ran away, something like that. And they came out with a totally different attitude.
Yeah, we were very much on the back foot for the first chunk of the second half, which was... disappointing.
And I had the feeling that the team wasn't really trying that hard on defense. In the first half, they were really disciplined and always in line.
Mm.
And in the second half, I thought some people didn't go back to their positions that fast. So we had some more counterattacks by Freiburg. And I felt the game slipping away. After the beginning of the match, I had seen, okay, it could be the new Hertha thing happening with lots of goals and good plays, and then it was this familiar sinking feeling you get.
Yes, a little bit.
I think Dilrosun had a nice cross over to Ibišević, whose header missed the goal by a few inches.
Mm. It was really close.
And then Dilrosun was taken out, which I thought was...
It was comparatively early as well. Like I mentioned earlier on, it was 60-second minutes, something like that. We're still half an hour to play, which was a little bit surprising.
Maybe taking out Kalou would have been better at that point, but Kalou did very well in the first half. Not like what you're used to, losing the ball, dribbling. And then as time went on, it went... A bit.
It's a familiar. It's a familiar pattern, though, isn't it? This season, in that they subbed out both Ibišević and Kalou.
Because they're not the youngest anymore.
Of course, yes. Yeah. But it's quite, and they sort of bring on Selke for Ibišević, which has happened in probably most of the games, I think.
When he was
sort of recently, when he was fit,
playing
to do
shape.
So. Yeah. Initially, you thought you were just bringing him on, but I think they're probably sort of getting the most out of Ibišević. Because he's not the youngest player in the world, but he's running around like a mad thing when he is on, which is fine because he knows full well that he's going to be sort of subbed off in time, so he can get himself well and truly sort of knackered, so to speak, because he knows he's going to come off. Probably ditto to some extent for Kalou, though Kalou came off quite late, didn't he?
Maybe too late.
Perhaps a little bit too late. Who knows? But I mean, in all fairness to Hertha and things, they in the second part of the second half, they came back to attacking. But all credit to the Freiburg defence. Hertha kept on trying to pass the way through, shoot the way through. And every sort of time it seemed that there was a Freiburg player in the way.
And sometimes I had the feeling they were trying to carry the ball into the goal. Maybe some outside shots from outside the box would have been nice. I think the only outside shots I saw, one from Duda that was way overhead, over the goal. Mm. And Anne Meyer had a few which were okay. Good saves from Schwodo, the opposing goalkeeper.
I mean, whatever the tactic was, it didn't work, did it? You can't say they weren't trying, because they the first part of the second half, as we've already said, was not ideal. But the second half, they were plugging away at it. They were really sort of going for hammer and tongs in order to try to get through. But they just appeared to be like a wall of Freiburg players. Making sure it wasn't going to happen, which is a little bit frustrating from our perspective. But hey, what can you do?
But the positive of the game was Lucassen.
Definitely,
I would say.
Definitely,
he's on loan from Eindhoven in the Netherlands, mm-hmm. with an option to buy after the season. Yeah.
Well, that was a. It's just one game, you know, what can you say with one game? But in that length of time, it was promising and very useful with the trouble we've got with injuries and things in the defence, to have somebody that had a pretty creditable performance to be able to sort of slot in there. We'd have been in trouble had he not done so.
Anne Meyer did well on the offensive part, and Shepard was more staying back and making sure everything's under control.
It's a good positive contribution from Shelbred, though, as well. It wasn't just the very intentional pass that led to the goal. He did okay. He did okay, I thought.
I wasn't too happy with Plattenhardt.
No, we have had a comment from Sabina, wasn't it?
Knipper, 1892.
Indeed, saying that...
Hello.
Hello.
She said on Twitter that she wants she would rather see Mittelstädt instead of Plattenhardt, because I think Plattenhardt is slowing down the game. I think that's the move I see most is him stepping on the ball with his left foot,
and then just stopping the attack
stopping the attack.
it's been frustrating. You saw a heat map that was a sort of a slight rosy glow around the halfway line, I thought, from Plattenhardt.
Yeah, and Lazzaro was way more involved at the front.
Yeah.
And they have these little triangles moving their way back. And Lazzaro got through quite a lot. But with Plattenhardt, it's always... I mean, he scored a goal this season, but...
I do find it frustrating that... I'm fairly sure it was Plattenhardt that did this. I can sort of picture it, you know, from the view in the stadium... of him starting to charge down the left hand side, and then I thought, oh, this is great, you know, getting all excited because they're going to go charging off down there, and there's going to be a quick pass and bang, lovely goal, thank you very much. But he just seemed to stop at the halfway line, yep. And they thought, oh, what shall I do now? Meanwhile, all the Freiburg players caught up, and then attack fizzles out. Why he did that is just beyond me. It's makes no sense whatsoever. He should have the sort of courage of his convictions and just go for it.
I think that in the past, Mittelstädt and Tirusun on the left wing were much more dynamic, offensive minded.
Yeah, it's almost as if. Is if he was charging off down there, and they thought, oh God, I'm by myself here, what am I going to do? Panic. And he just stopped, looked around to see if there's somebody else to pass it to. And by the time he did that, then he sort of killed the move, really.
Sometimes it's his right foot is not as good with dribbling moves as other players are, and that's why where he's limited and
yeah
doesn't have all the... chops. Maybe it also shows that how much the team has improved with new players.
It's a very positive way of looking at it.
Maybe it's just maybe I'm being too harsh on Plattenhardt, but sometimes it feels to me that he's not as offensive minded as the rest of the team, and that's really keeping them somehow stuck. And I figured that Mittelstädt did better in his games, interacting with his partner on the wing and initiating some kind of dynamic,
as opposed to holding it back
slightly.
Which he, in the incident that we've already sort of described and what have you here, rather than sort of starting to dither around about the halfway mark, what he should be doing is herring on down that side, and then when there are people over in the box or near the box, for him to be able to whip in across. I mean, that's one thing he can do very well.
If he is in position, he gets to the line and somehow puts crosses in.
Yeah. That if he sort of stops halfway, oh, I don't know. It's perhaps, as you say, perhaps we're being unkind there, but it would be nice to see some of those other options being used by Dardai, perhaps, in some of the future games.
For example, the game in Gelsenkirchen, you had Dürrissen on the left for that one goal by Duda. You had Toru Neviga, who's injured at the moment, playing a very long ball. Dürrissen picking up and going racing down the left and putting it into the middle for Duda to score the goal. Something like that. That's why probably Dürrissen is so atypical of Hertha players, because he just takes the ball and runs down the left, and sometimes he just even...
Yes, but that's nice, attractive football, seeing that.
And he just shoots on goal. Like, that's not what I'm used to. Someone just is shooting at the goal and then...
I do quite like it, though, to be fair. I do quite like it. So can we have some more of that, please? Thank you very much. That would slip down pretty damn nicely. Thank you very much.
And maybe it's also the injuries that show here, with Grujic being out.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
That was a big one.
Yeah.
Toru Neviga injured.
Any news on him that you've heard?
He was back. He was back running with. He was back on the pitch running. But that's all he could do so far.
So he's quite a while off then.
Yeah. So that was that game. I think we got lucky in the end a little bit, because there was one counter attack by Freiburg was really, really close, and Rune just deflected the ball, and Lustig just got there an inch of a second ahead of the guy who was Petersen, who was going to put it in.
And there were a few little cases of little flicks with Lustig that just getting there in the nick of time. But I was saying earlier on this morning, I think sort of Lustig's doing. You know, for a player that seems to be in that Hertha for about the last 3 million years, or at least that's what it feels like, he's doing pretty well now. He's doing a fine job.
I think we totally forgot to talk about the 88th minute. Which...
What happened in the 88th minute?
I don't know. People just started jeering at that point. I don't know why. I mean the referee didn't do anything wrong, I guess. It was the video assistant referee stepping in.
I think my mind must have been trying to protect itself and had blanked that from my memory. Got terribly excited when the referee pointed to the spot. Well, I did anyway.
I just got upset because I figured, okay, it's going to be a draw, nothing's going to happen. And then he gives that penalty, which I didn't really see that much, so I wasn't sure if anything happened. And then he gave the penalty. He's like, okay, if he gives a penalty, he's not going to overrule it, because all the penalties against Hertha, there was something happening.
There had been one or two.
So it wasn't a really totally false decision, and that's why they would never get overturned, the penalties against Hertha in the past games. And this one was overturned, and I still don't really know what he ruled on that one.
No.
I think he ruled an offensive foul by Dardai.
I mean, looking at it, in real time at the time, if the ref had not given it, I could have understood that. But after having given it, And then going back to the video ref, I mean, was did he request that himself, the ref, or did he get something coming through the microphone, his earpiece, to say that the video assistant ref had called it? I'm not quite sure what happened there.
I'm not sure either, and people watching at home told me it's never... okay, it was a maybe penalty, but there was no,
it was a bit of a mess from what I've seen of a highlight of it, in that young Dardai was in front, then the other guy got in front, and they all sort of just tripped up over each other pretty well. It was a bit of a mess, and I could understand why it might not have been given. What is unclear is the fact that once it was given, why they called in the VAR. That's all a bit strange to me. But
it wasn't a totally penalty, but I don't know how we took it back, it not being a penalty.
Yeah, because we thought we had it then, really.
And that's the thing. Before, I would have been fine with a draw, but that's just...
It sort of left you feeling at the end, after having... thought you had a penalty here, okay, bang, we're gonna get a hit on that, and then to have it sort of taken away left you sort of leaving the stadium afterwards feeling a little bit deflated. I think I tweeted we were robbed. In fact, that would be a good title for this episode, I think. We were robbed.
No
class, that's your trouble. Yeah,
we're robbed too much. But the referees evaluation of the fouls and not fouls it went from okay to not so much to I'm not sure. There's one thing with Zelke where he was, in my opinion, he was through and he got fouled from behind and he didn't call anything.
Dardai went absolutely ballistic in his tactical area. I thought he was going to burst the blood vessel from what I could see. He was going absolutely.
I saw Wiedmeier, where it was storm to that.
Yeah, he was running as well. He was. They were not happy bunnies in that dugout. That was pretty damn clear.
But then in the press conference after the game, Dardai was pretty collected and said, okay, not something I would blame the loss on. It's a bit strange. And it's a bit strange that the one before that with where Zelke was almost through and he somehow got fouled from behind or held back and would have been probably a red card because the guy fouling him was the last guy before the box.
A long way out, but...
Yes, but after the game he said, okay, it happened. And then he was pressed to ask, he was pressed to comment on the situation and he... got out of it pretty nicely and saying, I'm not sure, it's not something we could blame it on. And then after he did his little speech part, they asked the other coach, Christian Streich, what he said, and he said, I have nothing to add to that. And then they high-fived each other somehow.
Yeah. Very professional. Yeah. We can moan on about it, but as a manager, he can't. Hey, what can you do?
It's just... I didn't even see it as a penalty in the first place, but then it being taken back is really...
Yeah, that somehow made it worse, didn't it, really?
I was already starting to turn because I couldn't bear to watch the penalty.
Yeah. In fact, I think I actually tweeted that. You know, they're all getting themselves psyched up. I can't bear to watch or something like that.
It took 4 or 5 minutes.
Luckily, I didn't have to. So.
But the communication is bad. I didn't know what happened and... It's not good for the people in the stadium to know what's going on. If you're at home, you get information, you get the slow motions, and in the stadium, you don't. I think the first instance where something was indicated was when the referee, after talking to the video assistant referee on field, he walked out, and then for the first time, you had a sign saying that a video assist is going on.
Well, I saw the ref doing the little.
little sign thing. Yeah, I'm waving my fingers around in the air now.
But only after 2 or 3 minutes passed already.
Yeah.
And then he went outside, but before, it just took very long and there was no real communication. And in the past, I wasn't too upset with the VAR for Hertha because these penalties were okay. They could have been given. And there was no... there weren't grave mistakes. And for this one, it's just a bit strange.
Hey.
Hey.
Never mind.
And the Zadar always says it's going to even itself out over the season at some point.
Yeah.
Maybe that was the bad break we caught after not getting a penalty against us in Mainz.
Perhaps so. Perhaps so.
Hey.
Anyway.
So, how are we doing all over?
Freiburg went away from that, feeling fairly deflated. What have we got coming up?
Coming up. Oh, what? We are playing against a lower tier team. I think they're called Dortmund.
Dortmund? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think they scored 4 goals in the past, at least 4 goals in the past 4 matches.
I think it's suspiciously close to Halloween. I think it could be a horror story. It could go absolutely horribly wrong.
The lady sitting next to us said, "Oh, I'm so looking forward to the Dortmund games."
What?
Why?
Well,
yeah, we have quite a tough spell coming up. We have Dortmund away, for which I don't have much hope.
No. But hope is always the last thing to die.
Oh, hope dies so easily during the games. And then after that we have Leipzig at home, which in the past has not been
that's going to be a tricky one
glorious too. In any way. I think it's been 2 seasons with them up there, and I think we got pretty much destroyed the past 2 seasons.
That's going to be difficult, and I think well, with those 2 games alone, I think we're going to sort of drop down. I think we're 6th at the moment, aren't we?
We have 15 points.
Pretty well. Yeah, we're going to be dropping down after those 2 games. Don't have a lot of confidence in not doing so. Having said that, 15 points is well on the way to halfway towards safety, which. It's a sort of fairly long-standing ambition, really, with Hertha in any season, just to make sure you don't get relegated.
And Dada always says we have to. We're a little. I think he compares it sometimes to a squirrel. We're working hard. We're a small team, and we try to catch a few points. And I think maybe we always know that the second half of the season is going to be bad.
Yeah, we've got an awful track record of coming back after the winter break and just splatting. Even we've done quite well in the Hinrunde, and then we always seem to do it. So you need to snag as many points as you can now.
It's match day 8, and we're already talking about how bad the second half season's going to be.
We're Hertha fans, you know. It's just what happens. I've been through it all so many times before. But hey, but there are definitely some positive things. I mean, some of these young players are doing very well, and I know we've had a lot of troubles with injury and things. But having people to be able to sort of step in, so we can still keep on going, is really quite nice. Rather than having to rely on the janitor or something, you know, old Mr. McHenry to come in and fill in for our missing injured players.
The Rusun really took off.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
I hope we get the chance to go back to playing with 3 people at the back, but right now we don't have the personnel, because I think all of the 3 players who play in this...
The
3 at the back are all injured right now, which is Tuna, Riga, Rikic, and
there's been 4 at the back. Sort of fairly consistently, hasn't there, that formation? Slip back to that.
Because we're down to the last few guys back there.
Yes, yeah.
And Sebastian Langkamp is having fun in Bremen.
Explain.
They're ahead of us, and he's playing, getting some playing time.
Is he?
Yeah, he was traded to Bremen last season.
Yeah.
And he's doing. They're having
fun. Wasn't there something on the Twitter sphere or something about it? Wasn't he doing some? I don't know. I'm sure there was something about him commentating or doing something else other than playing.
I don't know.
Perhaps I.
Maybe we're going too far away from the Hertha cosmos.
Possibly. But
I think after Leipzig we have a cup game away in Darmstadt, and then it's Düsseldorf away.
And he else?
Düsseldorf, who lost their last game with in Frankfurt with 7 goals against them.
Seven.
I hope we can win there.
Yes. Perhaps we can just edge pass with one.
We're too negative today. We have no hope for the future.
No. Feeling rather depressed today. But,
maybe it's the weather.
It could be. It's not particularly pleasant looking out the window here in Berlin. All we can hear is the traffic going past, going through all the puddles. It's not very nice. In the contrast between yesterday and today is fairly stark.
It would have been cold and insane yesterday. We had sun for most of the game.
It was sunny. Yeah.
Never happened.
Even quite late on, you could see the sun. It was sneaking through the top in between the roof, wasn't it? And the top of the and the sun was shining through.
That was my hope for the second half because.
What you're hoping it was going to blind their goalie.
Freiburg had to play against the sun most of the time, and that's I hope that might
help. But the trouble is this late in the year that the sun doesn't go down over the marathon tour, does it? It comes in around by the south stand, so it doesn't blind the goalkeeper quite so effectively.
But it did at some point. See, we're already going for the sun. How the sun's going to help us win games?
Desperate times, desperate measures.
Desperate times being in sixth place. That's stupid.
It is stupid, you're right. You're absolutely right. We're still doing okay.
Darida might come back, but let's see how he can do. Maybe we shouldn't publish that one.
Anyway, anything else to say?
Not so much.
No.
Not too much happened. There was the break. Nothing really much happening. Just hoping that the defense will hold. People will come back soon.
Yeah, hope people heal. All the sort of miscellaneous injuries and what have you. It's all very well having to rely on depth and comparative inexperience, but it's a. You don't want to have to do that.
It's most defenders being injured.
It is, isn't it? Yeah.
Grealish counts as a defensive player.
Yeah. I mean, for the limited games that he did play, he was sort of quite important in the midfield, holding it all together. But we haven't done too badly in the midfield of late. I mean, we controlled an awful lot of that game. Yes, apart from that.
And the Freiburg game was much better than the Mainz game in that regard.
Yes, it was more happening. Much. He had a little dodgy spell after half-time, as we've said. But, across the board, we controlled it fairly well. It wasn't for that annoyingly, sort of irritatingly fluky goal being conceded, but hey.
Yeah, but then I walked home and said, okay, we scored a goal in the 7th minute. And then nothing happened after that. That's quite a long time of something not happening. And that's a pattern we have seen with Hertha. Even under Luukay, getting an early goal. And then
we've seen that before.
And then nothing happens and you either
draw. After this season, the way we've played for some of the games this season, scoring that goal, and it was a cracking goal, I would say, from Duda. It felt like... we're going to take this game by the scruff of the neck, and we're going to take him apart. But it didn't happen. Frustrating. But I think applause should be given to young Mr. Duda. I mean, he really is. Well, if he was taken out of the Hertha equation this season, then we would be in a bit of a pickle, wouldn't we?
6 goals down, we would be.
Yeah, and that's quite a lot of goals. No, he must be well pleased with himself. But
So that's how we put a positive spin on the whole episode.
Yeah, we wrap it up quickly there when we're talking, saying nice things about her.
Yeah, the fans were pretty early to seeing that we want to win the championship and the Europa Cup.
Oh, that's probably
and the cup.
That's probably a little bit ambitious, but yeah. I think the most notable thing, in some ways, because I don't think at the end of the game is when the officials went off. They weren't terribly popular, were they? What with one thing and another, when you're talking about the fans. But there.
So, okay, that's all for today.
I think it probably
is. We conclude our episode.
We do, indeed.
We will be back after the next home game.
Against Leipzig.
Oh, right. Nice. We're going to talk about 0 points in two games. Love it.
That's good. That's good.
Let's hope for the best.
Yes.
So it's a good night from him?
No. And no yeah, every time. Oh. Every time. So it's good night from
me.
And it's good night from him.
Bye.